There, friends, you heard the haunting sound of the old Irish song She Moved Through the Fair, played for us by the world's greatest flautist, James Galway. Now for another great example of country and Irish, Logan McCool, this is Where the Cowboy Rides Away. Great country, and they're Irish.
I knew the stakes were high right from the start. When she dealt the cards, I dealt my heart. Now I've just found a game that I can play. This is where the cowboy rides away. And my heart is sinking like the setting sun. Setting on the things I wish I'd done. It's time to say goodbye to yesterday. This is where the cowboy rides away. We've been in and out of love and in between. And now we face the final showdown scene. As the credits roll, a sad song starts to play. And this is where the cowboy rides away. And my heart is sinking like the setting. Setting on the things I wish I'd done. It's time to say goodbye to yesterday. This is where the cowboy rides away. And my heart is sinking like the setting sun. Setting on the things I wish I'd done. The last goodbye's the hardest one to say. This is where the cowboy rides. The last goodbye's the hardest one to say. This is where the cowboy rides away.
Logan McCool, a great Irish duo. They did some great albums, country albums, but unfortunately no longer recording. This is Where the Cowboy Rides Away. You know, I think if you were with a group of your friends and you asked them to name you three Irish songs, this song, sung for us here by Paddy Riley, would certainly be in the top three. Well, in my book anyway.
Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. As she wheeled her wheelbarrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels alive. was a fishmonger, and sure 'twas no wonder, for so were her father and mother before. And they both wheeled their barrows through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. And no one could save her, and that was the end of sweet Molly Malone. And her ghost wheels her barrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive. Alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Paddy Riley proving to us there that he can sing other songs other than the Fields of Athenry, and his interpretation, and a good one too, of, well, we call it Molly Malone, but most people would call it In Dublin's Fair City. When I say that our next track will be sung by the Rankin family, regular listeners will know what's coming. This is my favourite Rankin family track. First of all, the Rankin family hailed from Canada, but of Scottish origin. They made some great tracks, and they had some tragedy in their lives as well, but very, very talented. They're going to sing for us their version of Down by the Sally Gardens. Now, Sally is the Irish word for willow. The lyrics for this were written as a poem by William Butler Yeats, the very famous Irish poet. Put the words to music, and this is the end result, sung for us by the Rankin family.
Down by the Sally Gardens, my love and I did meet. She passed the Sally Gardens with little snow-white feet. She thank you.
Oh, that's magnificent. Wonderful singing, wonderful harmony, and the sound of the Irish Illan pipes there, along with the whistle, and Down by the Sally Gardens from the Rankin family. Now, here's a man who fell asleep in California, dreamt he was back home in Ireland, and, well, got a rude awakening. Jim McCann.
Last night as I lay dreaming of pleasant days gone by, me mind then bent on rambling, to Ireland I did fly. I stepped on board a vision, and I followed with the will, till next I came to anchor at the cross in Spansel Hill. It been on the 23rd of June, the day before the fair, when Ireland's sons and daughters and friends assemble there. The young, the old, the brave and the bold came their duty to fulfill at the parish church in Clooney, a mile from Spansel Hill. I went to see me neighbours, to see what they might say. The old ones were all dead and gone, the young ones turning grey. But I met the tailor Quigley, he's as bold as ever still. Ah, he used to make me breeches when I lived in Spansel Hill. First and only love, she's as white as any lily, gentle as a dove, and she threw her arms around me, saying, Johnny, I love you still. Ah, she's now the farmer's daughter and the pride of Spansel Hill. I dreamt I held and kissed her, as in the days of yore. Ah, Johnny, you're only joking, as many's the time before. Then the cock, he crew in the morning, he crew both loud and shrill. I awoke in California, many miles from Spansel Hill.
And I woke in California, many miles from Spansel Hill, from Jim McCann. I want to play for you now a track by a very good friend of mine who, unfortunately, is no longer with us. He's gone to God. Dermot O'Brien, a fine musician, a fine accordion player, a good singer and a very good arranger. He's telling us all what happened on the road to Malin Moor.
On the road to Malin Moor, I could hear the ocean roar, and I heard the skylark sing, his happy song. It'd been in the month of June, and the heather was in bloom, when I met a colleen as she tripped along. Her face was fair and handsome, and her hair was neatly tied by the gaily colored ribbons that she wore. And she stole me half away on that far-off summer day that I met her on the road to Malinmore. On the road to Malinmore, where the ocean meets the shore, I met her on the road. Well, I've travelled on Donegal, through the glens and mountains tall, and many were the pretty girls I've seen. But there's none that can compare with the colleen I met there, and I knew that of them all she was the queen. Well, I went to see her parents, and I asked them for her hand, and if I could make her mine forevermore. And if you're in Donegal, you'll be welcome if you call to our cottage on the road to Malinmore. On the road to Malinmore, where the ocean meets the shore, I met her on the road to Malinmore.
Was an unusual one from Dermot O'Brien, because we're used to Dermot flying along, fiddling with his fingers on the accordion, going 90 to the dozen. There he was, nice and slow on the road to Malinmore. OK, we're going to liven it up a bit now. We're having a group called the Jolly Beggar Men. I reckon that's a great name for a group. And they're telling us all what happened on the banks of the Roses.
On the banks of the Roses, me love and I sat down, and I took out me fiddle for to play me love the tune. In the middle of the tune, oh, she sighed and she said, "Are a Johnny, lovely Johnny, don't you name me?" Well, when I was a young man, I heard me father say that he would rather see me dead and buried in the clay sooner than get married to any runaway. But the lovely sweet banks of the Roses, on the banks of the Roses, me love when I sat down, and I took out my fiddle for to play me love the tune. In the middle of the tune, oh, she sighed and she said, "Are the Johnny, lovely Johnny, don't you lay me?" And now I am a runaway, and soon I've got to know that I can take a bottle or can leave it alone. And if her daddy doesn't like it, he can keep his daughter at home, and then Johnny will go roving with another. On the banks of the Roses, we love the nice and down, and I took out the fiddle bar to play me low the tune. In the middle of the tune, oh, she sighed and she said, "Are it Johnny, lovely Johnny, don't you lay?" And when I get married, it'll be in the month of May, when the leaves, they are green, and the meadows, they are gay. Then me and me true love will sit in sport and play by the lovely sweet banks of the Roses. On the banks of the Roses, we love when I sit down, and I took out me fiddle for to play me love the tune. In the middle of the tune, oh,
in and she said, "Arla Johnny, lovely Johnny, don't you lay."
On the Banks of the Roses from the Jolly Beggar Men. Recently on the programme, I played a track by the Greek singer Nana Mouskouri. I got such a response to it that I'm going to play it again because you all know it so well. She sings it beautifully.
Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the leaves are falling. It's you must go, and I must ride. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow. I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you. But when ye back and all the flowers are dying, if I am dead, as dead I well may be, you'll come and find the place where I lying, and kneel and pray an ave there for me. And I shall hear, though soft you tread above me, and oh my grace
I shall sleep in peace until you come to me. Beautiful, so simple, and the way she held that note at the end was tremendous. Nana Mouskouri and her interpretation of Danny Boy. Now, here's the Benn Sisters. These are a group of sisters who I think hail from New York, but of Irish ancestry. And they're giving us their interpretation of a track that was a huge hit for Bing Crosby when Adam was going to school. Listen to how the Byrne sisters treat Tooraloora-loora. And if you feel like it, join in and sing.
Tooraloora-loora,
the Benn sisters there and their interpretation of Tooraloorooral. My mother used to sing that song. And by the way, I did say, I think I introduced them as the Benn sisters. That's another group. These were the Burns sisters from America. I must dig out the Bing Crosby version of that. I'm sure I have it somewhere. We've played it on the programme before. Now for another group that I don't think we played on the programme too often. They're called the Alt. And they're singing a song for us entitled Willie Angler. And as with the Johnny McAvoy track I played earlier, this is a little longer than we usually have, but it's too good to fade. And it has a lovely folky feeling about it. The Alt.
As I was walking down by yon mill town to view the fair valleys that did me surround, I spied there a fair maid, to me she looked grand, viewing fine fishes by the banks of the Bann. The time I remember was the sweet month of May, when Flora the goddess clothed the meadows so gay. The fields were in bloom, and by nature's commands I met with my love by the banks of the Bann. I stepped up beside her and beside did say, since nature has formed us to meet on this day, since nature has formed us, will you give me your hand, and we'll walk together by the banks of the Bann. It being a summer's evening and a fine quiet place, I saw there the blushes that appeared on her face. We lay down together there in the warm sand, and she rolled in my arms by the banks of the Bann.
Thank you.
I did, that sort of finished in the middle. I wasn't quite sure, but it was nice nevertheless. Willie Angler from the Alt. As I pointed out many, many times on Sounds Irish, every track on the programme doesn't have to be an Irish song, but it must have some Irish connection. I keep saying this every week because I get emails from people who say, well, that wasn't an Irish song, Joe. Well, this isn't an Irish song. Actually, it's from the show Oliver. But it's sung for us here by, well, Patricia Cahill. Patricia, who has always been a great favourite of mine, now lives retired in Spain. But in the 50s and 60s, she was a tremendous attraction for cabaret and music hall and entertainment generally. She had a beautiful voice. And she was working with the famous Irish comedian Maureen Potter for many years. And I'm quite pleased to say that one of her singing teachers in the early days was a very dear friend of mine who's no longer with us. He's gone to God now, but she used to go to him for her singing lessons. Now, enough prattle from me, but this is the beautiful voice of Patricia Cahill. Now, we call it Cahill, it's C-A-H-I-L-L, but in other parts of the world, they call it Cahill. But here, Patricia Cahill stroke Cahill is singing Where Is Love?
Where is love? Does it fall from skies above? Is it underneath a willow tree that I've been dreaming of? Where is he? Who I close my eyes to see? Will